Paul, given your history with Jay Harrison, how tough a conversation was that?
It's a tough day today. It's tough if it's any player that you've coached, but when you have the relationship that we have, you know, the time spent together, those are tough ones.
What separated the three of them in the race for two spots?
Not very much. And arguments were made pro and con, and there's lots of pieces to a decision like this, and not all of them need to be hammered out in public. They're all positive in a lot of ways for the three guys. That's the decision we made, and it's tough. Tough morning.
What was the biggest thing J.C. LaPone showed you during his training camp?
You know, it's funny. There's a group of guys that come to main camp every year that I really don't get much of a handle on. That's the truth. I'll watch them a little bit. I'll have a general idea of what they do. And most young players fit into that, and he fit into that last year. And then this year it was completely different, right? So the first or second day, he's faster. He's bigger. Get him into his first exhibition game, he's a lot better. So he made huge strides in defining, being able to define to the coaches and management what it is that he's offering this team as a player. On the puck, hard. Just got a real good sense of how to stir the pot. Not everybody does. He's not going to be particularly well-liked by anybody but his teammates. But that's a gift. And he's got that too.
On the flip side of the tough day, what was the conversation with Nick Batan like to tell him that he had made the team?
Yeah, we haven't had that kind of conversation with anybody yet. There's days before they start. And I'll be a little bit careful with these younger guys. You know, the Moose are right down the road, and there's, for anybody in that situation, there's not really making the team. It's surviving your first year. I stayed here long enough to say I had a year. You know, that's, they're fighting for days. That's what they are. But they've had a good camp, so we've picked the team that we think gives us the best chance to win hockey games for all of them.
Paul, it started with Scheifele and Trouba two seasons ago. Then last year you had three regular rookies in your lineup, and now you have three more. That's a lot of rookies. Thoughts?
Four guys potentially that didn't play in the NHL last year on our roster. We've got enough strength around them. We have gotten younger by design. There's challenges with that. So there's some unknowns at the start of each year. While they're young, the fact that Scheifele, Lowry, and Little now are kind of strong in that position, so we don't have questions about that part of our center ice. They're going to get better. And Lowry and Scheifele aren't coming out of their roles, out of the center ice role, if things aren't going well. So, we'll just move them to the wing and let them. They're staying there, and they're just going to get better, you know. And we believe we have enough depth on our blue line. So what's not changed is our back end is I was going to say more veteran, but Sherratt, Trouba, and Myers aren't older players, but they're veterans to us, right? They're older than the other guys we mentioned, so that makes them veterans. So that's the strength. That back end is going to have to be real strong and buy time for some of these young players to learn about the other teams. We've done it before. We'll do it again.
Could you give us an update on the status for Thomas Raffel? He's still with you here, obviously, today. What's going on with that?
What's the right word? So there's conversations going on to see what his status will be here in the next 24 hours in terms of where he played last year and our interest in having him play for us in our organization. So things have to get worked out before 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Have you made any decisions about your defensive line? This is through Sean Churchill. He said you have 9 defensemen, which means one veteran could have to.
Sean couldn't make it.
Well, I don't know if he's on today. So okay. He just sent me some notes. So, Do you have any?
We're at eight now.
You're at eight now.
With Jay being put on waivers, healthy, and we are today. We would start the way it looked like on the ice, but 2 days before your first game, just seen so many times what your plans are. Then flu, sickness, somebody stubs a toe. I don't ever tell a guy he's out of the lineup 2.5 days before the game because he may be our starting center by the end of it. So those are our eight for today.
Just based on the six, the top six that you used in the four forward lines that started practice today anyway, just the excitement level for you of having that group of guys, if everything goes according to plan, to start the year with.
Well, really exciting. What I'm comfortable with this group is I've got them all in kind of roles that I understand, that I think they understand. And then we're going to develop these players in that role. Pretty good idea of who we would play our team and how we would match our lines at home and on the road. And we look different. So the structure of how we want to play without the puck is the same. The attitude of how hard we want to compete is the same, but we look different. We move the puck differently. And that has to be put to the fire and put to the test of an NHL season. But we're going to work hard. We're going to compete real hard. I'd like to think we're going to move the puck a little better.
Just to expand on that, you said you look different. How do you feel that you're most different compared to last season?
Well, it would be in the new personnel, right? So the four players that aren't here at the end of last season, good NHL players, capable of putting up offensive numbers, but probably all of them in some ways cut their teeth in the NHL in a defensive role, and that's where they got to. So Mike Frolik was both, right? He's close to a 20-goal man a couple of times and a 20-goal guy, but he was there serving that purpose. And Talusti, offensive for the year in Carolina, we put up big numbers, but he became a real reliable kind of two-way guy. So with Stempniak and Jimmy Slater, so they all have that defensive component. We feel that Alex Burmistrov has that as well. Excuse me. And Andrew Kopp, but overall that group has come in having played a far more offensive game, and they have the skills to do it. So how we keep and maintain our we want to be that top 10 goals against team, how we maintain that with a different looking game. It's going to be not so much of a challenge, certainly interesting to do. We'd like to think if we can stay just somewhat healthier on our back end than we were last year, we can improve on those numbers.
Paul, why Blake with Brian and Andrew to start, and what do you hope to see from Ehlers and Scheifele as you maybe start with those two groups together?
So let's put Blake in a couple of different places in our lineup. We can put him there, and we can put him with Scheif, and that's a possibility if Drew Stafford moves. But at the end of the day, I want Adam Lowry in a certain role. It's not always about those guys. I want Adam Lowry to play against certain players. I want him to play with players that can help him do that. So I think Staff can do that. He's excited about the opportunity. He's smart. Knows there's some minutes on that job. It's not a 13-minute a game job. It's a bigger job than that. Alex Burmistrov, we believe, can do both. Right? He can put some. He's got some skills, but he can be a good. He's got a great stick, and he can be a good defensive player. So that's almost the start of the structure of what we're doing. And then build your pieces around that. And I don't want one of those young kids playing in the top line yet. There's too many minutes, too much responsibility. So it's kind of, again, start with the thing you feel is most important to your team. That's the decision that we made when we first came in, is that Ladd, Little, and Frolik had to go and come in and play against the other team's best. And a year and a half later, we think we've expanded it to be able to say, look, we may have two lines that can play against the other team's best. And then you can have, risk isn't the right word, but there's a different profile of Perreault, Scheifele, Ehlers, or Perreault, Scheifele, Patan, or Patan, Scheifele, Ehlers, Matthew plays on a different offensive line. So there's things that you can move around off that structure, and that's why it is what it is. I'd like to be able to not have to do it all year, that to move Wheeler around sometimes, make him a little bit harder to find. But first I want to go in with two lines that for the most part I can get out against the other team's best. I can double shift them to do that if I have to. And then that gives our younger players a little bit of time to get their feet wet, not against, you know, that one turnover. You make that turnover against one of the elite players, it's in the back of your net, and I don't want that hanging on those guys yet.